We met at my first appointment, which was in Wasissa. I was recently widowed. Widowed? Is that what I am? A widow or widower? I don't know. That's what I was. And when I got to Wasissa, I found this young lady that I ended up marrying, and she was also not married. And when the pastor introduced me to her, and I go, she's pretty cool. And then when she left, I asked him if she was married. He said, no, she's not. So one thing led to another, and one day she called me on July the 4th to go to St. George Island if I wanted to go to watch the fireworks and do all that. And I said, yeah, I'll go. Well, that led to walking on the beach, just chit-chatting. And I said, do you ever hear Elvis Presley's song, Won't You Wear My Ring Around Your Neck to Tell the World You're Mine by Heck? She said, yeah, I think I did. I said, well, do you have a relationship going on? No, I don't have anything right now. I said, you want to try going study? I mean, and then as we left the island and we're going up over the bridge, I looked at her and I said, you know, if God has his hand on this relationship, which I think he does, we might as well just elope. She looked at me and she said, you're crazy. And it was love at first sight. And it was because a lady in my home church, after Bonnie died, lady in my home church told me when I was in the early stages of candidacy, she says, don't worry about the woman that God has for you in the Melbourne area. She's going to be in the church where he's going to put you. And I said, sure. I said, I don't know if I want to continue on with it or not. And but I did. And there she was. God is good. And then you heard the story of Brother Richard Jones, who passed away, a pastor. He met me for the first time at the annual conference. He came home and told her that he met their new pastor, and she's going to like him. And she said, that's good, because we didn't like the last one. And you're really going to like him. I'm going to be doing a wedding ceremony in 6 months. Well, almost 6 months to the day we were married. So it's been a wonderful, wonderful journey.
But I also told Richard, when he told me that, I said, Mom, this chick, she's not fixing it. God has other plans.
But she was already single 5 or 6 years.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so she wasn't too anxious to get tied up in another one.